Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. A subject for you to ponder today on a cloudy Saturday. If you're not out running, you have no excuse but to be listening to this show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're driving and this is your first time, fasten your seatbelt a little tighter. You're going to need it. We're going to get into the teeth today. Huge subject. I'm sure I will not finish it. I've done, I think, two outstanding seminars at my school, two seven-hour seminars on the teeth, everything you need to know, and even more, and we're still not done. Within the month, I'm going to bring on my favorite dentist, Dr. Randolph Aguilera, and we're going to sit down for a series of two, maybe 3 weeks, and I'm going to ask him all those questions that you want to ask him. In fact, if you have a good question, I think perhaps what we're going to do is have you send your comments ahead of time. That's a new one. And perhaps Dr. A can get through them along with me during the show, one or two or three or however many, and however this actually evolves. Why? The teeth are big, bigger than you know. Okay, yes. Point one, you need them to chew. Big deal. Tell you something you don't know. Number two, aesthetically speaking, if they rot out, not pleasant. Dental work is costly. We know all of that. But what you don't know, or what you don't have a deep enough understanding of, or what you couldn't, I know I certainly couldn't if I didn't do what I do the way I do it, and that is that the teeth, all 32, or if you have your wisdom teeth extracted, all 30 to 32 teeth, or if you were born like me with an extra 8 to 10 teeth in the mouth, yes, some of you can relate, your God-given teeth, hopefully aligned, hopefully straight, hopefully straightened, hopefully without decay, hopefully on set, solid, symmetrical, occlusive surfaces. Your teeth are the junction box. First point, biggest point, I'll keep repeating it. Your teeth are the junction box between your hypothalamus, your pituitary, your pineal, and every cell in your body. That's the relay switch. If the teeth are off, the circuit's off. Now, what's your physical experience of that? You see, that's the problem. If you don't really feel a cranial rhythm, if your teeth are not flexible, if when you bite down on each and every opposing tooth surface, you don't feel like you're getting a massage up in your brain, if you don't have relationship with what I'm saying, then what I just said doesn't mean anything. Yes, yes, you know that each tooth is connected to a different organ. That's holistic hearsay. Of course, the ADA doesn't back that, but we'll talk about the ADA, good and bad. The teeth, every tooth, goes to a separate organ. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's two T's, straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, of course, don't do that. Get to the website when you get home. Picture 39, take a peek. Picture number 30 time, bring it up. The tooth-organ relationship chart. There's a theory. There's a rumor. Some swear by it. Some swear against it. That each tooth is related to the organ. So what does that imply if you lose the tooth? Don't even want to get into it. Don't want to hear you ask me about some tooth that goes to some organ, and that organ's got a problem, and if you pull that tooth for whatever reason and stretch the limit of reality, maybe go against traditional dentistry and pull that tooth, knock it out because some holistic guy told you that it's going to rot out your organ, don't ask me that one. Not sure if I have faith in any of this. There you go, on public record. What does that mean? It means the holistic perspective Now, I'm going to say this because I've done it so many times with so many people. Taken people with problems, serious health problems, and watch them go and extract teeth and fix teeth and take the metal out of teeth and all these different things with the intention of finding that it made a difference to that organ. Haven't seen it. Not once. I go on record to say that. What have I seen? So don't walk away. What have I seen? If you have an infected tooth and you're not taking care of it, if you have an osteomyelitis into the bone, the tooth socket, if you have a root canal, if you have decay irritating the pulp cavity, if you have a malocclusion, meaning occlusal surfaces don't touch, your teeth are crooked, if your periodontal ligaments are constantly inflamed, if your teeth are, the gums are rotting, if you haven't had the privilege of a hygienist in 10 years and you've got so much tartar, plaque, streptococcus mutants hanging off the root of your teeth, creating decay and God knows what else, if your teeth are in neglect, are you going to hurt your organ systems? Yes, 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 and yes. So this tooth organ chart is correct, but capital B, capital U, capital T, boldface print, 25 exclamation points. If you have an asymptomatic tooth, do not hallucinate some idea. Do not delude yourself into thinking that because you have a sick organ, that a tooth that's barely infected, hardly symptomatic. In other words, a tooth that you feel fine about. Don't drink Kool-Aid with holistic practitioners telling you to just pull those teeth, root canal those teeth against the advice of your dentist. Now, why am I saying that? I've seen it. There is a movement in holistic dentistry, well-intentioned, but it takes a lot of people over the top. And of course, the Germans have a perception of this too. And we'll get to that with root canals. That a root canal tooth, however asymptomatic, however disinfected, however solid, even though it was root canal, is a source of infection. And if you've got that lump in your breast, and if you've got that prostate cancer, and if you've got that autoimmune disease, and if you've got that heart disease, there is some guy in the background named Weston Price that's going to tell you to pull that tooth. And if you do, you're going to get better. And if you don't, you're never going to get better. I got to tell you, I want you to really think about that and listen to what I have to say today. And I want you to understand those statements should be qualified. Qualified to... If you have any tooth in your mouth that's symptomatic, any tooth in your mouth that's infected, you're at risk. That you're going to decide that that tooth means that organ has a problem, good luck with that one. That you're going to infer, conclude, delude yourself into thinking that if you fix that tooth, that organ's going to heal. That if you don't fix that tooth, that organ can't heal. You got to watch it with that. Because I want to get into holistic dentistry today, but I'm going to make a statement to you from tons of experience with holistic dentistry. Believe me, tons. And that statement is, half the time, more than half the time, the problem is not holistic, is not dentistry. Most of the time, the holistic solution is get a good dentist, holistic or otherwise. Much of the evolution of holistic dentistry came off the back of poor standard dentistry. Now, there's exceptions. Certainly, the metal amalgams are an exception to that. But there's a whole genre that we're only going to have a little time to get into today in holistic dentistry that's going to ask you to do a lot of different things. And a lot of those things evolved off the back of very poor general dentistry. So before you go holistic, make sure you've got your basic foundational dentistry covered. That's why you got to listen to the show today, because we're going to get into some of the basics. And a lot of these basics are overlooked. As always, somebody's leaving out the things that are dangling right at the end of your nose. So let's get to a little basics, right? Don't overlook the basics. Picture number one. There's a tooth. Enamel. You're looking at the picture. Enamel. Dentin tubules. Millions and millions of tubules per tooth. What's the dentin all about? Can you find the dentin in your own mouth? Can you smile into a mirror and find your dentin? Can you see that white enamel ending and that kind of yellowish stuff beginning? That's your dentin. If your gums are receding, if you have a crown and your gums are receding, and you start to see that other color deeper than the enamel, that's the dentin. That dentin composes the root of the tooth, the root. What do we mean by the root of the tooth? Okay, I got a great picture of a bunch of funny-looking roots. So we can go two for one. Go to picture number 36. Learn to navigate. We got to be navigators in the age of computers. Navigate to picture 36. There you go. Those are roots. Now, those are aberrant roots. Those are anomalous roots. Those are roots that you hope you don't have. If you have to root canal a tooth like that, you better have a great endodontist. Definitely not a dentist. And even that endodontist is going to need a microscope. But if he doesn't have a microscope and he's got a great set of hands, he can do more than a microscope. Your best endodontists don't even use microscopes. How's that? You never knew that. Nothing replaces tactile senses. Nothing replaces kinesthetics in dentistry. It's the feel in that canal. But these are the roots of the teeth. A tooth can have one root, two roots, three roots, or four roots. A tooth can have three roots and a little mini root. I want you to know what the root of a tooth is, because the root is the dentin. There are tubules in that root, and you got to understand it. So, back to anatomy, page one, picture number one. That's the enamel. There's the dentin. And you look at the pulp cavity and the canal of the tooth. We say root canal. That's a canal in the root of the tooth. In that canal is the nerve of the tooth going all the way into the pulp cavity. In that canal is the artery. In that canal is the vein. This is all pretty small stuff now. That's not your aorta up that canal. This is little micro line. Everything's teeny tiny. Gets plugged up easily. If it gets infected, that's a problem. Very important. Basics. So there's that canal. There's the dentin, which is the root of the tooth. One root, two root, three roots, four roots, an accessory root, a crooked root, a root inflection, a calcified root, a short root. And we break it down to the crown, which is the dentin, the neck. The neck of the tooth is like a neck. It's where the tooth kind of pushes in. That makes sense. Neck of your thigh bone, the neck of the tooth. Then there's the socket. That's the bone. The tooth, the roots of the tooth are stuck to the bone. The roots of the tooth are stuck into the bone. Go to picture number four. We're going to build on this a little bit. Now there's picture number four. You got it. One is the crown, two is the neck, three is the root. You got it. Components of a tooth, the occlusal surface. That's what those teeth bite down on each other. And that's important. Occlusion. Why? Here's one they didn't tell you in dental school. More often than not, it's the inflammation in the periodontal ligament because of poor occlusion that creates the pain. And yes, that pain can simulate a root canal, an infected nerve root, any day of the week. And lots of people get root canals when it was inflammation in the periodontal ligament because of poor occlusion. You can't be ignorant about your teeth. Even if you have a dentist that's well-intended, and we have those, I don't think there are that many of them. That's a harsh statement. But if you follow dentistry, I think if you follow politics, it leads to some very biased opinions.